The old saying goes, you only get once chance to make a first impression. First impressions are the window into someone's personality, and for job seekers, it's their gateway towards a potential job. Those first moments are crucial in the job application process and the interview. It's your one opportunity to sell yourself to an employer and convince them why you're the perfect person for the job. The first chance to introduce yourself to an employer is with your application or resume. But that doesn't mean including every single detail from your work experience, like including obvious employment gaps in your resume or irrelevant job experience. Jennifer Westra is a team leader with Agilex Innisfil branch and encourages job seekers to be transparent in the application process. However, there are some aspects that job seekers can omit from their resume and explain further in a potential job interview. Think about, is it going to work for you or against you? Westra said. And if it's going to work against you or it has the ability to, then don't put it on the resume. Once you're in front of the employer, you can talk about that. They're going to see your professionalism and maybe your experience will shine. The resume is the interview before the interview, which should entice would-be employers to want to get to know you and see what skills and experience you can provide their company. It's a snapshot of your personality. The interview is where you can highlight your skills and experience. Once the employer gets the opportunity to meet the individual, they're going to see how professional they are, whether they feel they're a good fit, and some of the things they might be worried about, they might determine through the interview, Westra said. Simple tips like arriving on time or even early for your interview and wearing proper attire for the meeting will make a strong first impression on employers. Even if the position is in the manufacturing or construction field, it never hurts to err on the side of caution and dress in business casual. It is an interview, and you're up against other people, and you want to put your best foot forward, Westra said. Remember that you are someone that may represent that company, and that's what they're going to be looking at. Turning the tables on hunger in Innisfil with rising food costs, an increase in cost of living, inflation soaring, and fuel prices reaching new highs, it's never been more difficult to put food on the table. That's why Agilex is reaching out to help friends and neighbors during their Turn the Tables on Hunger food drive. Until the end of June, Agilex is collecting non-perishable food donations at the local Sobeys Alcona Beach at 2080 Jans Boulevard. Food and funds will support the Innisfil Food Bank, so they can help feed the most vulnerable members of the community struggling with food security. To learn how you can help feed your community, find out more about Agilex, Turn the Tables on Hunger, food drive at agilex.ca.